Good afternoon, everyone. This is Adam from GoogleFod24 with another podcast here for Shoot the Defence. I'm really happy today to have Jordan Lewis from Social Soccer Hub with me. Jordan's been involved in the football industry for a number of years now, and the Social Soccer Hub is an exciting new platform that's going to move football, the football industry forward.
On the background of it and decided it was something I really enjoyed. So from there, I just got networking with people, really. I think then I came across who's now a business partner, Tom Weston at Ignite Soccer. He took me on board, you know, just off out of nothing and, you know, helped me out learning the ropes and kind of just gave me the hands-on experience from the start. So that's where we started.
Yeah, it's great to see. One of the things I've noticed over the last couple of years is, you know, the football industry is still exploding at a really great rate. Do you feel now there's a lot of opportunities for younger people in particular to get involved in, like, many different facets of the game? And is it something you would encourage people to look into?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think people ever judge you for your age or anything like that. If you're happy to go and do the work and you kind of show people that you're capable of doing it, then you don't get judged for that, and you can go and, you know, start younger. And it's kind of the whole experience, you know, university versus apprenticeship kind of experiment, I suppose. You know, some people will prefer the qualifications and the uni degrees, but I think we're going down a road now where it's more about apprenticeships and getting the hands-on experience at the very bottom and working your way up. So I suppose in terms of football, that's the way I've gone with it. So yeah, definitely.
You mentioned something else there that I find really interesting, the networking side of it. One of the things I've noticed more and more as I get involved in football is how important networking is. Do you think it's a skill that's promoted enough as when people are going through the educational process?
No, not really. I definitely think it could be more, and, you know, people wanting to get into football, they could really do with kind of understanding what kind of people they need to speak to and how's the best to approach people, or, you know, understanding what it is people do and kind of if they're in the right role that meets what you're looking to try and do, basically. So yeah, it's a really important skill, and it's some, you know, one, networking with people, you can speak to some people and they may not get back to you either, so, you know, it's one of those you have to kind of take on the chin sometimes as well and get on with it. But I think you find, you know, something I was probably a bit nervous about at the start is speaking to just people that I suppose you see them on the telly or you know, you hear about them, they've got quite a big name and you think, oh, I don't know if I can speak to that person. But, you know, when you do it, you know, they're just a person at the end of the day. And, you know, 99% of the time, everyone's really nice and will get back to you regardless. So, yeah, it's an exciting part of the job, actually. I really enjoy the networking of it.
Oh, that's great. So how's business going with Ignite? Got plenty of players on your books. How's the transfer season been for you?
Yeah, it's we've got plenty of players. Tom only really set the business up about a year ago. So from leaving his old kind of work and starting his own, he's done really well. We're growing really fast and got good quality players as well. This summer has been tricky. I think the whole situation with coronavirus and kind of the uncertainty that's surrounded, you know, when will the season start? Will the clubs have the budgets? All that sort of stuff has made it quite tricky. But I think people are very understanding. You know, the players understand that it's been a tricky few months. It's, you know, it's unusual for everyone. And it's definitely been the hardest summer in the transfer market.
It really has. And how do you find? I mean, there's a lot of intermediaries out there now who, shall we say, are less than scrupulous with their intentions? How do you find dealing with those characters that lurk about at times?
Yeah, it's can be tricky. But like I say, you know, it's one of those networking kind of skills. You can kind of pick up on people very early of what the intentions are, and you know, if you can build quite a good relationship with them. I think through my education of it, you know, I was always encouraged to network with other agents and other intermediaries. You know, there's no problem with doing that. And you know, you just gotta, you know, you do find ones that are kind of, like you say, a bit dubious on maybe, but you've the only kind of knock on effect that has on you is it can affect the whole, you know, dynamics of the intermediary world, and people kind of put you all in the same bracket then, you know, if you try and speak to a head of recruitment that spoke to seven or eight agents that are kind of, you know, not offering them what they want, and then you approach them as the ninth person, they've, like, you know, already been through eight other agents that aren't offering, and you kind of get stuck into that bracket as well. So it's it can be tricky, but it, you know, it's part of what it is. You just have to go about your business and try and be as genuine and as honest as we can be.
One of the things I really like about the work that you and Tom do at Ignite, you've got a lot of ladies on your books, as well as the male footballers. Do you see it as a good growth potential, the ladies game?
Yeah, definitely. It's something that me and Tom have both had a genuine interest in, you know, from just the game itself. When we first met, you know, we both speak about doing it. I've done some coaching in the ladies game, and something I enjoy. I think me and Tom likewise are kind of got big interests in things that kind of, you know, grow and have got lots of potential to grow, and that's, you know, what we're trying to do with Ignite and our other work. And I think the women's game's a little bit like that. I think agents are new to that as well, and I think it can put people off or be a bit weird to some clubs and some coaches. But in the end of the day, you know, we're trying to just support people as best as we can. You know, they deserve, you know, women deserve the quality of agent that men have, you know, and that's what we try and do. And we've got some, you know, myself, Tom, we've got Joe Kinney, who's also with us at Ignite, who mainly focuses on helping the women's side of the game, you know, and we just try and give the same care and attention to that as anyone else. And that's how we see it, and that's what we want to do going forward.
Any big prospects in the ladies game that you take the opportunity to tout now?
We hope so. You know, it's we've got, based on our location, I've got quite a few players at West Brom. I think they're going to have a very good year this year. There's Hannah and Fran, you know, they're very good players. Logan O'Shea, who's in Charlton at the minute, is a player that I represent, who's a very talented 18-year-old, been running the first team and stuff. I think she's got a really big future, great attitude towards it. Jazz Turner is in around the Welsh national team. And she, you know, she's another great character who trains five times a week, or, you know, whatever hours God will give her. So, you know, I think that's the attitude of all the players. And when we speak to them, they all want to do really well. They all train really hard, and straight away, you know, that's the kind of things that we pick up on and want to go for. If you work hard and give it your all, then we can work with you, you know, and try and match that energy.
And that's great to hear. That's great to hear. So how did the Social Soccer Hub, how did that all come about then?
I think it was me and Tom both in the car for about 4 hours driving in different directions. And Tom threw a few ideas around, and I said, you know, I quite like that. What about this? And then all of a sudden we came up with a platform that we wanted to go with. And, you know, I don't know if we were being serious at the start, but then all of a sudden, you know, we kept chatting about it, and like I say, we're both quite keen for new ideas and having a go at stuff, and And we said, you know what, why not? We've got an idea here where we could really grow it as time goes on, and hopefully it'll have some, use. Well, it'll have use to us as agents, coaches, whatever we've been and experience. Let's mold it to all these kind of roles, and that's what we're trying to do now.
So what does it actually entail?
So it's basically a new social media platform. At the very minute, it is exactly that. We're trying to get people on there. So when you set an account up, you put in your job role within the game, be it agent, coach, manager, CEO of a business, whatever it is, player or just a fan. And you kind of fill in kind of a bit more of a detailed account about yourself, all football related, if you're a player, where your height, position, all that sort of stuff, and your experience. And then you basically got an active account then on the platform. Then you connect with other footballers. You can go and look. It's very kind of clear who does what in the game. Every person you click on, it will say what their role is. And we're just looking now to build up the platform of players on there. Anyone, players, coaches, whatever it is, build up the numbers on there, build up the chat. There's quite a lot of people on there that, will post about themselves, about their, what they're looking to do in football. And that's kind of open to agents to look at, for managers to look at. And then going forward, as time goes on, I can't say too much, but we've got, other things that are coming up, and are going to try and then mold the platform so it's not just a social media. It does jobs for those kind of people. So if you're a player, it will do a job for you. If you're a manager, it'll do a job for you. An agent, and there'll be parts of the site that works in a specific way for your role, really, and helping you in the industry rather than just talking about it. But at the same time, we want it to be a place where people can just go on and just talk football, and that's the social media side of it.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Where are you with it at the moment then? A large number of subscribers, or are you in the early days with it?
Yeah, we're in the early days of it. So me and Tom basically have got on people that we know, and wanted to kind of have a look at it. I think it's important to sell, to have it out there when it's the best product it can be in the early days. So we made sure we got the base of it right, which we feel we have now. The guys that have been working on it have been working really hard to get it spot on for us. We just released the app earlier this week, so at the start it was just a website online, but now we've got the app on the Google Play Store. You can download it from the website on iOS as an app as well. So now we're kind of getting it out there is a bit more, kind of starting off today, into next week. It'll be pushing the numbers up and kind of speaking to people about it more, and still gaining feedback. We're not in any rush to do it if it's not right. So anyone that goes on there, we'll always say just give us your thoughts on it, give us your feedback, and see if there's an idea you've got. Let's hear it. They might match up with our ideas anyway. But yeah, it's there to help people. So down the line, that's what we hope to do.
And that's great. Just to chase up on something there, you mentioned that it's accessible for fans as well as people within the industry. What's in it for the fans?
Well, I suppose there's a lot of forum. There's a forum section on there and groups. I suppose if you set yourself up there as a fan, you can follow the players that are on there. You can connect with them, and we want them to look at the profiles of the players so they understand the history, the background of them. Understand more about the player, and it's kind of a bit of an in-depth CV, I suppose. So anyone you follow, you can see that about them. And then in terms of the fans, you can set up your own groups, your own forums. Say if you're a football club, or Arsenal, for example, you can have your own fan forum group where everyone in there joins as an Arsenal fan, and you can, talk about topics on there, and that everyone in that kind of group is genuine about your club, because it'll be on in their information. and it's all kind of monitored to make sure that the right people are talking about the right subjects. And you know, there are things out there. There are forums and groups in various places online, but we wanted to try and make a platform for the fans where they can kind of be close to the players, but be close to all the fans as well. You know, and make sure if you know people, if you're an Arsenal fan and you know other Arsenal fans, you can all connect and all talk in one area. So
it's always a great place to sit and have a talk about football, isn't it? But no matter what our role in the game is, we all like a good chat at times. And so what are the plans for the future, Jordan? You know, where do you see it moving towards? Well, I know you can't tell me too much, but just a few little snippets.
Yeah, that's it. It's well, we're looking obviously further down the line. Like I say, it's very basic in its kind of media form at the minute. But like I said, you know, when we first had this idea, there are bits on there we want to help every role in the game in some kind of way, and we've got plans, we've got ideas to do that. You know, there are little, like I say, little snippets, I suppose, if you're a player. We appreciate as agents ourselves, not all players want agents. So we're looking at we've got ways of helping out players that are on there that don't want to have agents, but they do want to progress their careers and speak to the right people and have the right support and guidance. So we've got a plan in place for that. As you know, a member of a club, let's say, you know, if you're step two, step three, again, you know, we appreciate not everyone wants to deal with agents in football. So we've got ideas in there to help those clubs and those managers and head of recruitments, whatever it may be, to go and find their own players and do their own recruitment and kind of miss out the whole agency part of it. Again, same with, you know, as a coach, if you're on there, there's coaching, looking at putting coaching forums on there, joining up, you know, age groups. If you coach under, you know, nines to sixes or something, you can join with the same people, share ideas. Basically make it more of a, you know, if it can be educational, then we'll have educational stuff on there. We'll have the right people posting the right things to help, you know, mentors and all that sort of stuff. And yeah, basically turn it, you know, whether in time, you know, there's, like I say, there's no rush. We want to get it right. But in a couple of years, let's say we've got people on there in the game that will go on there, be active and enjoy what it offers them, basically.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Moving away from the hub slightly, how do you think the clubs have handled the problems of the last few months, especially? I know you've mentioned the step two, step three, you know, moving into the non-league in particular, with the problems that they have had to face. What's your take on how they've dealt with it?
Very, very well, to be honest. I think it's... because there were no answers, and I know, you know, appreciate even this week for step two clubs, they're on a fine line now where, you know, you've got players to play. I was watching Hungerford were on Sky Sports this morning, and they were just talking about, you know, as soon as that whistle goes on Saturday, if it's to be, their players' contracts kick in, and that's it then until May, you know, and that must be a pretty worrying thing for chairman, because they've got no fans there, they've got no income, I suppose. Sponsorships, you know, will find are not there as they have been, because, you know, companies have got to look after themselves, and you know, we all appreciate that in football. We all know that sponsors, you know, are great. They're, you know, they're the fantastic people that keep these clubs going, but they just can't afford it so much this year, and all that kind of adding up, and the uncertainty to the clubs is difficult. So I feel for the managers, I feel for the boards, and I feel for the players. You know, it's a really tricky time, but I think the way people have just been getting on with it and just hoping, you know, that it will just come normal and everything will be sorted out. That's what we all want. But at the same time, you know, it's a really tricky balancing act to make sure that, you know, everything's, you know, well with people's health. You know, that's a really vital point.
That's very well put. Very well put, I think, indeed. So before we finish today, anyway, mate, let's be a bit cheeky and put you on the spot. Any predictions for this year, you know, even at Premier League level or lower league? Any team that has impressed you in these early weeks or in pre-season?
Yeah, I mean, if we go Premier League, I've got no affiliation to Everton at all, and I've never really worried about Everton, but I think this year, just the midfield, they've got the strength, and they played my old club West Brom the other week, and I didn't think we were too bad, to be honest, but I just thought Everton were fantastic, and I hope the Everton and the Leicesters can kind of break the top six again this year. That'd be great to see. At the other end of the table, obviously, I'm hoping our lads can stay away from it. So that'll be interesting to see. But yeah, we got a great manager and good players, so I hope so. And yeah, go Championship, you know, is probably my favourite league anyway. So I'll put my neck on the line. I think Brentford will be up there the way they're playing, and if they can keep Benrahma, etc., then I think they'll be well. And you know, their recruitment standards are fantastic, so I think they'll do well. I'm a big Neil Warnock fan as well, and I think Neil Warnock's going to have Borough. I know they haven't looked too special at the start, but I think you can have a rule out a Warnock side. And same with Cardiff, I think, for me. I think those three teams, Cardiff, Borough, Brentford, if I was to put my neck on the line, I'm going to go with those for promotion.
Well, we've got them down now, so we'll be coming back to you in May with them, mate. Anyway, it's been great to have a chat. Listen, if anybody's, I hope people will be listening to this, and if they want to get any more information about the social soccer, or soccer social log, must remember to get that the right way around. Apologies if I didn't. But if they want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do it?
So on social media, on LinkedIn, John Lewis, you'll see, as co-founder of Social Soccer Hub, on Twitter as well, Jordan_Ignite. You know, anyone can get in touch with myself or with Tom Weston as well. He's on LinkedIn, and similar Twitter handle for him. Be happy to have any questions and answer anything that we can. It is a universal, we're hoping to be a universal platform. There are already people on there from around the world as well, so we're hoping to help out as many people as we can in the future and build a good platform.
I wish you the greatest of success with it, Jordan. It's been a pleasure to have a chat with you this afternoon, and I wish you good luck for the season ahead. That's it for today, everyone. This is another podcast from Adam at Ukrafot 24. Just to finish off, thanks to Stella again at Shoot the Defence for giving us the platform to get our message out to the world. Till next time, everyone. Goodbye.